Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and again, we're thankful to have the opportunity to spend a couple minutes with you this morning sharing a message from God's Word. We hope that today and every other day that we're able to do this and you're able to listen, that it is something that is encouraging to you, hopefully gets your day going in the right direction for you, and thank you again for listening to us today. Yesterday, we spent a little bit of time talking about how we value the Word of God. And specifically, as the psalmist tells us in 119, rejoicing at the word of God is one who finds great treasure. And for me, while I say, and I think most of us say, we value it, the challenge for us becomes whether or not the actions in our lives that we take truly show how we value his word. Today, what I want us to do is consider sin. Sin is, by definition, transgression or God's law, or we might say that it's a violation of God's word. Now, if you couple that with what we talked about before in terms of valuing his word and how we should treasure it, then that alone should help us understand what a serious matter sin is. So let us think today about that fact, that it is such a serious matter, and how we need to make sure that we take it that way. I'm going to start in Luke chapter 17. And read the first two verses. This is Jesus speaking here. It says, "Then he said to the disciples, 'It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones.'" You know, sin is part of the world in which we live. Jesus, even here himself, said that offenses or sin will come. But did you catch what he said about those who are the cause of it? He said, "Woe to them." And you know, that's not a phrase that we use very often. We may even think that saying that sounds kind of silly. Woe to him. But did you hear what he said after that? He said, "It would be better if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown in the sea rather than offending one of the little ones." Now, I don't know about you, but it sounds absolutely horrible to me to have a millstone around your neck and to be thrown into deep water. But Jesus said that would be better to do that rather than what would, understanding what would happen to that person who caused the sin later. So we understand that just how our Lord views sin and how serious we need to take it. You know, the proverb writer said in Proverbs 14 in verse 9, he said, "Fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor." Sin is often a joke, isn't it? It's usually made out to be something that isn't a big deal, something that you or I have no right to judge, and something that the world laughs at. However, that is not the way the Bible describes sin. You know, I read an article recently that listed out three reasons that we should hate sin. And here's what the writer said. He said, number one, because it opposes God's word. Number two, because of its destructiveness. And number three, because Jesus bled for it. And I thought those were all great. I'm sure we could come up with other reasons, but in a nutshell, the writer really nailed it. Sin should break our heart. It should disgust us. Certainly it should disgust us if it's our own personal sins, but even when we have to witness it with others, it should be something that bothers us. It is not the punchline of a joke. It is not the next laugh. But it is something that should really bother us. The psalmist said in 119 and verse 158, it says, "I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word." It should bother us, my friends, when people don't keep the word of God. It should be something that stands out to us. May or may not be something we could do anything about, but we should, as we have learned, try to value God's word, and when it is transgressed against, it should be something that has great offense to us. And so hopefully that is the case for us. And as we think about what a serious matter it is, that even Jesus himself said, we too think in that same way. So it helps us to hopefully lessen the sin that is in our own lives, but also help others as we have opportunity. Thank you again for tuning in this morning. We are very grateful for it. We would invite you to join us if you can. We do have Bible classes on Sunday morning at 9:30. We worship at 10:20. We get together in the afternoon for a period of worship, and we get together on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. We'd love to get a chance to meet you if you're able to visit us. We hope you have a good day, and may God bless you.